י"ז עמוד ב', אוקיי, רבותיי.
אוקיי,
דייב, אתה אינטראפשן. דייב, אתה אינטראפשן. איפה אתה? אוקיי, אתה מבין? גמרא, זבחים, דף י"ח, בפגין תרש דף י"ז עמוד ב', אני רואה את המדל של העמוד, מחוסר בגדים. איך אנחנו יודעים מחוסר בגדים? That is somebody, the queen is not wearing the begadim. How do we know his avoda is going to be pesula? So the Gemara says, "Min alan amar Rabbi Abahu, amar Rabbi Hanan, umatuba meshemed Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon." The Amar Kerad, the pasuk says in Shemot, "The hagarta otam abnet eshul with the abnet the belt, Aharon ubanav the havashtam the mikvot and they wear the hat. Vayita lahem kehuna lechukat olam." And at that moment, they have a status of kohanim. As much b'chdehem alehem when they wear the begadim, namely the abnet and the mikbaot, kehuna tamadim, they have a status of kehuna, and b'chdehem alehem, and kehuna tamadim. But when they're not wearing the begadim, they have a status of a zar, and a zar that does the avodah is pesula. Ve'ah, is that where we get the din of chilul begadim? Me'atam nafka, we have another pasuk that we get it from mina. D'tanya, we have a bright mina in the shtuye yayin. I don't know if somebody drinks wine, is drunk. She'im avar chedler, if he served in the avodah, that avodah is mechulal, tamud lomar, yayin v'shechar al tesht. Ulhavdil ben ha-kodesh, ul ben ha-chol. The pasuk right next to yayin v'shechar al tesht says, and to separate between the kodesh and the chol. Chol means cholin, which means it's mechulalet. If a person drank the wine, it's going to be mechulalet. Mechusar begadim, v'shul ha-chol si adayim v'raglayim minayin. Again, the Mizaita then says, how do you know mechusar begadim? If somebody did not wash his hands or feet, how do we know that avodah is going to be mechulal tamud lomar? Chukah le-gezera shabah. That we have a gezera shabah. By shtuye yayin, it says the word chukat olam l'dorotechem, and it says by lebishat begadim, vayita lehem keuna lechukat olam, aber lechisat yadam v'raglayim, it also says vayita lehem chok olam. So when I show chukah, that's by the three subjects, by shtuye yayin, and by mechusar begadim, and by inner lechutzi yadam v'raglayim. So we learned that just like shtuye yayin, we just proved is mechalel da'avodah, and it says the word chukah, so to mechusar begadim, that says the word chukah, also is going to be mechulah. So we have a Gemara's question. Is it from the Gezerah Shema Chukah Chukah, or is it from the pasuk that we just quoted? So the Gemara comes along and says, Ime'atam, which means, if it just was from the Gezerah Shema, Hava Amina, Hani Mili Avodah Dezar Chayav Ale Amita, Aval Avodah De'enzar Chayav Ale Amita, Emalo, Kamash Malam, which means there's certain avodot that if a zar does, he's Chayav Amita. Any of the main avodot of the Korban, if a zar does it, he's hayav mita. So I would have said like this: if it only was from shtuye, if it was only from the gezerah shava, I would have said that when do we say that the avodah is mecholelet when the kohen does something mechosar begadim? Only on something that what that in hanimid avodah zazar hayav ala mita. That only in the case where the avodah is a avodah that the zar would be hayav alav mita. But avodah the enzar hayav alav mita. But if the zar is not hayav mita on such avodah, maybe I would say that you're not chayav. Kamash malan the pasuk of shtuye yain. Because the pasuk of kamash malan the pasuk of kehunatam alehem. Because the pasuk says that only when they're wearing clothes they're considered kohanim. When they're not considered clothes, they're considered zarim. And a zar cannot serve in any capacity, even on avodot that are not shayach mita. So therefore, I need both pasukim. If I only had one pasuk, I would say that what that. Only on avodot that is hayav mita, mechusar begadim is mechulal. Now that I have the pasuk of shtuye yayin, I'm sorry, now that I have the pasuk, that's if I would have had the gezerah shava of shtuye yayin, chukah chukah. Now that I have the pasuk of kehunatam alehem, so that teaches me that as long as they're wearing begadim davidin of kehunah, if they're not wearing begadim davidin of zar, and a zar cannot serve in any capacity, whether it's avodah that has mita or avodah that doesn't have mita. So therefore, what did mechusar begadim is going to be hayav mechulal even on an avodah that a zar would not be hayav mita. Ashkehan mechusar begadim. Shtuye yayin min alan. So now the Gemara says, hold it. How do you know that mechusar, now you're learning that what? That mechusar begadim is mechalil all the avodot, even on something that a zar is not hayav mita on if he would serve. How do you know that by shtuye yayin? How do you know by shtuye yayin that what that even if he drinks and does an avodah that is zar hayav mita, we know that it's going to be mechulal. Atya chukah chukah mechusar begadim, and that's very strange. So that the Gemara says we learn shtuye yayin from mechusar begadim by gezerah sheva of chukah chukah. Then I'll say ma mechusar begadim is hayav on avodah even that is zar hayav mita. So to I'll say shtuye yayin. So this is reversing what we just said. Initially we learned mechusar begadim from shtuye yayin. Now we're learning shtuye yayin from mechusar begadim. So the Gemara says, hold it. Is that the source how you know that a shtuye yayin is mechalel? That tana ulavdil bin kodesh ubin achol. Kanasivla. Originally, we brought the source of shtuye yayin that's mechalel avodah from a different pasuk. Now you're bringing it from hukah hukah. So Gemara says, "Mekamedi likum gezera shava." Yes, before we knew this gezera shava, we brought the source of shui yain from ulavdil. However, now that we have this gezera shava hukah hukah, so now we learn the din that it's mechalel avodah. Even in the case where the zad is not chayav mita, we know that from mechusar begadim, which we didn't know the original Gizra Shava initially. So we went to the other pasuk. Now that we found out about this Gizra Shava, so we do this Gizra Shava. The Gemara, what are you talking about? The Atana Mechusar Begadim Hu Dika Yalif Mishtuye Yayin. So what are you talking about? They knew this Gizra Shava. Chokah Chokah. The original Braita, they were learning Mechusar Begadim from Mishtuye Yayin. The Gemara originally said, how do I know Mechusar Begadim Mishtuye Yayin? That means we must have had the pasuk of Lehavdil. That was the source for Shtuye Yayin, and we didn't know our unknown was Mechusar Begadim, and we used the Gizra Shava Chokah Chokah. Now you tell me the exact opposite. Now you tell me, how do you know Shtuye Yayin is Mechalel Avodah? You tell me Chokah Chokah from Mechusar Begadim, you're going the other way. So make up your mind, which way have you learning? So comes the Gemara and says, Achi Kamar, this is what the Braita meant to say. Minayin Shelo Nechalek Ben Mechusar Begadim L'Shtuye Yayin V'Shol Rachut Yadayim V'Raglayim Tamud Omar Chokah Chokah The Gezera Shava, which means really we don't need the pasuk of Lehavdil for Shtuye Yayin. Really, we learn it from the Gezera Shava of Chukah Chukah. And so when the Braita asked, how do you know Mechusar Begadim? It wasn't asking the source of Mechusar Begadim. It was saying, how do you know that there's no difference between Mechusar Begadim and Shtuye Yayin and Rechitzat Raglam, that all have the same deen, that's Mechalel Avodah, and even by a case where the Zad is not Chayamita, oh, Gezra Shava, Chukah, Chukah. So they've ultimately, the source for Shtuyayin is Chukah, Chukah, and actually we learned it from Mechusar Begadim, from the Gezra Shava. So therefore, once we learn from Mechusar Begadim, what do you need the Pasuk of the Havdil then? So the Gemara comes along and says, Ela lehavdil lamali. That pasuk that says yain v'shechar al tesh, then says lehavdil. Originally, we learned lehavdil meaning lehavdil mekodesh tehor. That if you drink the wine, it makes avodah cholin. But now that you say that, we know that from a chukah chukah from meusar begadim. So what do you learn the pasuk lehavdil? So Gemara says liche derav like Rav says derav lo mukim amora ale. Rav would not give a derashan the sibur. The old days, the rabbi would give a derashan. We'd put like an interpreter next to him in order to interpret his word. He would speak in Lashon HaKodesh, and the interpreter would give it over to the people, broadcast it in Aramaic. Rav would not establish a shi'ur. The way they say that is Rav did not put the interpreter next to him, even he would not give a shi'ur. From the moment that he made Yom Tov until the next day. Why? Because on Yom Tov he drank, and therefore he did not want to give a shi'ur of halakha under the influence. Where did he learn that from? Because the pasuk says, Yain v'shechar al tesh. And then the pasuk says, "Lavdi bin kodesh lechol," that you shouldn't do things of kodesh. And then the next pasuk says, "Ulhorot." Ulhorot means and to give rulings. So therefore, he learned from this pasuk over here nothing to do with mechalel avodah. He learned a halakha rule that a posek should not give a shiur in halakha if he drank. Now comes the Gemara and says, "Akati still me'acha nafka." You tell me that mechusar begadim is learned from this pasuk over here by italachem. Kehunat Olam, that was the first pasuk that the Gemara brought. Me'atab nafka, we learned from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, V'natenu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim esh ala mizbeah. It says, the Aharon, the Kohen, puts fire on the mizbeah. Well, obviously we know Aharon is a Kohen, but the pasuk of the Talmud that he's a Kohen. So it says, Bechehuno. They can only put the fire on the mizbeah when he is behaving like a Kohen. Limed al Kohen gadol shelabash begdei Kohen idiot ma'avah. That was a dope episode that if the Kohen gadol, instead of wearing 8 begadim, he only wears 4 begadim, his avodah is pesulah because he's not considered a Kohen at that time. So therefore, what are you talking about? You tell me that we had another pasuk that says, oh, he's wearing the avdet and he has to wear the mikba'ot and the kohanim. We have this pasuk over there clearly says that if a Kohen gadol is not wearing enough clothes, he's me'usar begadim. Me'usar begadim is pasul for the avodah. So therefore, make up your mind which pasuk is the main pasuk. The Gemara says, "Imehatam." Now, over here, the hatam that she means the original pasuk, which is if it's from the original pasuk that says Ma'italahim Kihuna, if it's from that pasuk, Havamina Hanimidi Avodah de Ma'akev Kapara. I would have thought that it's only talking about an avodah that's Ma'akev Kapara. Aval avodah that don't Ma'akev Kapara, like putting the wood on the mizbeach, that is not Ma'akev Kapara, because anyway the fire comes down from heaven. So therefore, if you wore the wrong begadim or you didn't wear enough begadim at an avodah that's not Ma'akev Kapara, I might have thought that it's not Ma'akev Kamashmalan, that it's Ma'akev even in such avodot that are not Ma'akev Kapara. Vakati, Ma'akanav, because the Gemara still has a question. Is that where we get it from? However, Ma'atam Nafk, we have another pasuk. What does it say? Va'arichu b'nei Aharon HaKohanim et ha-nitachim. And Aharon the Kohanim. Now, why do you have to say Aharon the Kohanim? We know that. Aharon is Kohanim. It says, and they will set up the pieces of meat on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara learns, HaKohanim, why is it the Kohanim? Be'kihunam, mikan the Kohen idiot, shelabash begdei Kohen gadol v'abarav the pasuk. He's a different type of mechusar begadim. He's miyutar begadim. The Kohen idiot is wearing, instead of four garments, he's wearing eight garments. So the Gemara says, if he went from four to eight and he went to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, his avodah is going to be pasul. So that's where you learn that if you're not wearing the right begadim, it's pasul. The Gemara says, if I just would have had from the first two pesukim, the first two pesukim, not this last pasuk that we just quoted, but I just would have had from the first two pesukim, Hava Amina Hanimili Chisud, I would have said it's only to my mechusar begadim, where the Kohen Gadol went from eight to four, or he's not wearing anything. Abad biyitur, but wearing extra begadim, I would say maybe it's not mechusar begadim, he's just wearing more. I would have said maybe it's not a problem. Kamashmalan from this pasuk, that even if the Kohen Gadol has went from four to eight, where it's considered yitur begadim, it's still going to be Mehalel da'avodah. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Hayu mirushalin. If the begadim of the Kohen Gadol were draping, which is they were long, they were draping on the floor, misulakin, or they were short, they were hanging in the air, mishuhakim, or they were old and worn out, ve'avad, and he served avodah. To keshera, avodah keshera. Lavash, shnei mechnasayim, two pants, shnei avnetim, two belts. If I said achat, or he's wearing one less, yitir achat, or one extra, or shaita lo netiya al makat, or he had a bandage on his flesh, therefore the garments are not touching his flesh, it's touching the baggage, the bandage, tarat bigdo, or shayu mitushtashim, or let's say the bigdo could have a dirty with, let's say, teat or some type of dirt, or mikorem, or they were ripped. Me'avad, avodato pesula. So in that case, the avodah is pesula. Gemara zamar viuda mar shemuel, merushalin, kishenin. Like the braita said, if they're long, not like the braita. The braita said, merushalim is pesulim. And he comes along and says, Mirushalim Kesherim, Mesulakim Pesulim. Okay, Mesulakim. Mechila, Mechila. Nachon. So the problem is on the short. Mirushalim is with the Braita, because it said Kesherim, and he says Kesherim. The problem is Mesulakim. Mesulakim, the Braita said Kesherim, meaning short, and he says Mesulakim is Pesulim. Now again, the Yudah Mashua cannot argue on a Braita. So the Gemara says, V'atanya Mesulakim Kesherim. The Braita says Mesulakim is Kesherim. If it's short, it's Kesher. Amar Rabbi Rahama Lakashia. Kan Shishilkan Ayede Avner. Kan Delit Neum Ikara Klal. Depends how they're short. If they got shortened because he himself shortened them, meaning he pulled them up and put it under his belt, that's okay, because in principle, they're really long. They're really the right size. He just pulled them up so they don't, for whatever reason. However, if they're intrinsically short, then it's going to be pasul. The bright I was talking about, she said, "Kan ayde avnet." We put it under his belt. Therefore, ultimately, it's really the right size. He just pulled them up. That's going to be kasher. The case of Rebbe Amar Shmuel is talking about where intrinsically they are short for whatever reason. Therefore, they're going to be pasul. Rav Amar lehadze behadze pasul. So he's arguing on the bright in both cases. Lehadze behadze, whether the Mirushalim or whether the Mesulakim, they're going to be pasulim. So the Gemara says, Navuna ekla le argiza. He got to this place called Argiza. Rama le bar ushpak zene. So the host that he was staying by asked him the following question. Mi amar Shmuel, Mirushalim, Kesherim, Mesulakim, Pesulim. Was Shmuel able to say that Mirushalim is okay, which is fine. But he said Mesulakim is Pesulim. Vahatanya, Mesulakim, Kesherim. Yes, the Stira. How does Shmuel, the original Stira, how does Shmuel argue on the Amar Yudamar? How does he argue on the Braita? So Amar le bar mine dahi. Which means, forget about that braita. The Shanya Rabbi Marhama, Rabbi Marhaba already asked that. That we answered that already. That we make a difference between when you put the shortness, ayideh the avnet. Ela l'rav kasha. If you want to ask me a question on Rav. Because Rav argued on not only Mesulakim, but Rav argued also on Mirushalim. But Misulakim, I can answer you. But I'm not going to answer now. Rav said, Mirushalim is Pesukim. The brightest of Mirushalim is Kesherim. Maybe you'll explain to me that what does Mirushalim mean? Misulakim al yede avnet. Oh, which means maybe you'll tell me Mirushalim means really they're long. But what? You pull them up al yede the belt. And what? And the avnet megaz agiz. And the hadush is that the belt can shorten it. That even though they're really long, and long shouldn't be good. However, in the bright that it said it's kasher, it's talking about when you took the long garments and you pulled it up by the belt. And the hadush is that the belt is megaz gaiz. That the belt cuts it. So he said, if that's the case, ela misulakim kasha. So then we're going to have a question of misulakim. Which means, because if you say that what, the bright that said misulakim kishirim, if you're going to learn misulakim, it's talking about I did the belt, and if you're going to hold that, misulakim cuts it, so therefore you cut the garment. So it's mechusar. If you took something that was long, that was draping, and you put it under the belt to make it the right size, and you want to tell me that the belt is considered as if you cut the garment, therefore it's not mirushalim anymore, it's the right size, so how is he going to explain misulakim? If you explain misulakim that you put it under the belt, so that means if you cut the garment, so now you're missing part of the garment because it's short. So therefore you cannot answer this according to Rav. Whatever you're going to answer mirushalim, you're going to have a problem of misulakim. So therefore, the Gemara comes along and says, Amar Bizera, Rav Hadatani, Rav Praita, had a different girsah than we have. Rav's Braita read like this, Mirushalim, which means they're long, Shesilkan al yedeh avnet kesherim, which means he did not have this word misulakin kesherim, which means he has a case like this, Mirushalim she'asa otam misulakim. How did you make the Mirushalim misulakin al yedeh avnet? Long you made short, meaning shorter than they were. And how did you make the Mirushalim Misulakim? Al Yedei Avnet, you put it under the belt. That would be Kesherim. But in a Chaneme, Misulakim Al Yedei Avnet will be Pasul. Because really he holds that what the putting it under the belt is Megaz. It's like it cuts it. So therefore, if you're going from long to fitted, that's fine. But if you're going to fit it to short, that'll be Pasul. And the Brayta never said Misulakim Kesherim. All the Brayta said is Mirushalim. Shesilekan. That's the word Misulakim. Mirushalim Shesilekan. Hajjab Salekit, Al Yadeh Avnet, Amar Abir Miyah Medifti, Mirushalim Shiloh Selekan. Let's say you didn't silak. Let's say you left the Mirushalim. You left the garments long, so they're draping. So the Gemara wants to say it's a machloket amongst the Tanaim. The Tanya, we're going to go to a machloket now in Ilchot, you see. The Pasuk says, Gedilim Ta'aselach Al Arbak and Fort Kesutecha. You have to put the seat on the four garments. So the Gemara says, Arba velo shalosh. If you have a garment that has three corners, you're not chayav in sisit. Or eno ela arba velo hamesh. What about a garment that has five corners? For example, on one corner you cut it in by the alakson on a slant, and now you made two corners. So the question is, on a garment of five corners, do you have to even put on four of the five? So the Gemara said, maybe the pasuk is coming to say, no, only on arba karfot kasub tika, only on a garment of four, but not a garment of five. So it says, no. Yeshua mer ashit ha-chaseba, hare ba'ale ha-chamesh amud. It says, ashit ha-chaseba, any garment that you cover yourself with. Any garment means even a garment of five. Then the garment of five, you'll have to put on the four external corners. So three, no. Five, yes. The Gemara says, ha-mani mikayim arba, arba ve-lo shalosh. Fine. So the Gemara included five and excluded three. So the Gemara asks, why did you add a garment of five and take out a garment of three? But I answer very simply. Because in five, there's four. However, in three, there's no four. Which is where you already hit the threshold of four. So even though you went over, it's okay. You didn't reach the threshold, so therefore I'm not going to include it. So Gemara says, we have another braita, we have a different opinion. Al arba kanfot kesutecha, arba velo shalosh, arba velo chamesh. This opinion says four. A garment that has three, for sure. And even a garment that has five, for sure. Now, what's the basis of this machloket? Does a garment of five need to put sisyot at least on four? So the Gemara says, my love, beha kamipalge. Must be that the argument over between the sisyot is the more sabar, yater keman di'ite dame. That anything that is more than needed, it's as if that what? It is there. So therefore, if it's three, it's patur, because you don't have four. However, the fact that you have five, it's not considered four, because we consider the extra there. And therefore, this is not considered bat al-bak kanfot, it's considered bat hamesh kanfot. That we look at the extra as if it's not there. Once you get to four, I don't care about the extra. It's like it's not there. And therefore, you have four. So I'll do the same thing by the comment of the Kohen Gadol. The first rabbi says, extra is like it's there. Extra is like it's there, so you're wearing extra begadim because it's draping on the floor. And the other rabbi says, no, we don't look at the extra. The extra is like it's not there. Bottom line, you have the minimum size that you need. If you have extra, disregard it. There's the machlok that you have by Sisit will apply by the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, whether Mirushalim is Kishirim or Pesulim. The Gemara says, la, dechule alma keman de'ite dame. Everybody will hold that what? That by Sisiot, we can say keman de'ite dame. That it's there, which means, or by the Bekdei Kehuna, that the draping is considered, that's what's the machloket of. Shani achad, derabbi rachmana, ashita kaseba. The hadush by Sisit, that even though it's there, we have a gezalat kadum, ashita kaseba. That means everybody in principle will hold that extra is considered there. And by Sisit, the extra is there, so it's five. So the Kavanah, if it's there, how do you put it? Sisit on. Gezalat kadum, ashita kaseba. Ashita kaseba comes and tells me, even if it's more than four, you'll put it. So don't bring me any idaiah. I can say that really everybody holds extra is there, therefore my Birushalim should be pasul. I, how come it's not pasul by Sisi? I guess that the Kalub Asher, the Kaseba Vidach, Hay Asher the Kaseba, my Abid, but according to the opinion that says Asher the Kaseba is coming to include five, so I understand, but if you say that five, you don't put Sisi, what is Asher the Kaseba coming to include? That pasul is already now, it's open. The Gemara says, it says in one pasuk, itim oto. What do we learn from the pasuk itim oto? Prat lekesut lala. It comes to exclude a garment that primarily is worn at night, like a pajama or something like that. Oh, eno ela prat lekesut suma. Maybe it's coming to exclude the garment of a blind person who cannot see. Keshu omer ashet chaseba harekesut suma amud. Ashet chaseba comes to include the garment of a blind man. So itim oto is coming to exclude a garment that primarily is worn at night. So the Gemara says, "Ma ra'ita lerabot kesut someh ulosid kesut laila." Why did you add kesut someh and exclude kesut laila? Maybe do the opposite. And you have one pasuk that's including Asher Tachaseba. You have one pasuk that's excluding Uritem Oto. Why did you go in that direction? Uritem Oto prat kesut laila v'chaseba including kesut someh. Maybe say the opposite. The Gemara says, "Marbe ani kesut someh." Sheyeshna b'riya etzel acherim. A someh he might not be able to see, but others are able to see for him. And therefore, since this is the iyala, others can see him, therefore we'll include it. It's considered uritem oto. However, motzi ani ksut laila, sheyla b'riya etzel acherim. But ksut laila, nobody sees. Even the guy who sees at night, you can't see. So therefore, that garment is going to be examined. So therefore, what do we learn from the pasuk of Ashit Kaseba, according to that opinion? It's coming to include the garment of a Sumin, the Idach, or the other rabbi that learned from Asher the Kaseba to include a garment of five, how did you know Ksut Sumer? Idach Nafkale, Asher. He learns it from the extra one, Asher the Kaseba. Asher is extra, so you can learn Asher is coming to include a Ksut Sumer. The Idach, what does the other rabbi do with the word Asher? Asher, Lodari. She's not doing the extra word. Asher. So that everything is accounted for. Tan Rabbanan. Now the Pasuk says by the Vigde Kahuna that it says Bad. That the Bigdei Kohuna have to be made bad. So what does the word bad come and teach me? So it says, sheyu shel boots. Number one, it has to be made of linen. Bad sheyu hadashim, they have to be new. Bad sheyu shizurim, they have to be twisted. Bad sheyu hotan kafu shishat. Not only have to be twisted, but twisted with six strings. Bad shelo yilbash shel chol emayim. That has to be alone. You cannot wear other garments, Bigdei Chol, with them. So it comes out from this word bad, we learn many halakhot. And it sounds like these are me'akev, that the way the Bigdei Kohuna have to be is like this. Amad Abayi Rabbi Yosef, Bishlama Shiu Shil Boots. I understand you want to tell me that the Bigdei Kohuna have to be made out of linen. Ha Ka Mashmalan, Boots in Midi Harin Alo. Okay, you're telling me that if you don't wear boots, then it's going to be Pasul, no problem. Ela, Bad Shiu Hadashim. You tell me they have to be new. Hadashim in. Shehakim Lo. Vatanyam Shehakim Kesharim. We just read in the Braita that if they won out, they kasher. So make up your mind. I understand the first dinasha. Bad, have to be linen. Linen, yes. Anything else, no good. Fine, it's ma'akiv. But then you tell me in the same breath, bad, they have to be new. Implying what? If they're not new, it's pasul. It's not so. If they're not new, the Braita clearly told before Mishu Hakim are kishirim. Amaleh, v'le ta'amech, He says, hold it. You know that this derasha cannot be such a literal derasha because it says bad shiuchutan kaful shisha. That what? It has to be woven with six strings. He says bad had hode mashma. Bad does not mashma six strings. The word bad means alone. If anything, bad sounds like one string. So where in the world did they get from that word bad that you gotta be kaful shisha? Elachi kamad. Ela, you know what? All these derashot that it has to be from linen, it has to be six, and it has to be new. It's learned from different pisukim. Bad is not the source of these derashot. So where does bad come in? Elachi kamad. Begadim shene'emar behem bad. Wherever the Torah uses the word bad next to the begde keuna, sidichim shiyu shel boots. Hadashim shizurim v'shechutan kaful shisha. However, that's not the source. The source of these concepts is from different words. But the rule that the Gemara was giving, that anytime it says the word bad, then you know that those items apply to the begadim. Now, yesh behem the mitzvah, certain things will be ma'akev, which means, not ma'akev, mitzvah meaning l'chatachila, yesh behem le'akev, and not all these items are going to be ma'akev. Of course, bottom line, it depends on the source. Wherever your source is, that'll tell me if it's me'akev or not. All we're saying is that wherever it says bad, these items apply. Now, not all items are going to be equal. Some items will be me'akev and some items will not be me'akev. So therefore, for example, obviously it says somewhere that the begadim would have to be new. But from that pasuk we learn that being new is only le'mitzvah. But le'akev, no. But we have another pasuk that's going to tell me they have to be made out of linen. And over there we're going to learn that linen is me'akev. The Gemara says, "Mimai dehai bad kitanahu." Now, how do you know that the word "bad" is linen? Because that's really where we learn it from. Bad is teaching us linen. How do you know bad is linen? Maybe bad is wool. Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Harina, davar ha'olem min hakarka bad bebad. Something that comes out of the ground, one at a time, you pull it out of the ground. It doesn't grow in a kane, in a reed where you have many of them. It grows, you know, individually. Ema amra. Which means maybe it's wool. Wool, you pull one piece of wool in each follicle of the animal. It grows separately. Amra mifatzel. No, but when you look at the wool, it's split into two hairs. So then when it splits, that's why not considered one. What are you talking about? When you bang the linen, after they take it out of the ground, they bang it. And what happens? It splits. So the Gemara says, al yedel lakuta mifatzel. Yeah, the linen only splits after you hit it. Therefore, that's not considered split. That's considered bad. However, the other one is split naturally. Therefore, that's not considered bad. Rabina Amar, how do you know the word bad is considered? It's considered linen. Me'akeh. It learns from Basuk and Yazkel. It says, Pa'are pishtim yiyu al rosham. U'mechnese pishtim yiyu al motnehem lo yahgiru bayaza. So we'll learn what that means, lo yahgiru bayaza, in a second. But when you see in the beginning of the Pasuk, that the garments of the Kohanim were made out of pishtim. Also, must be when the Torah says bad must mean pishtim. Before Yaskel came along, how did you learn it? Which is, you brought me a pasuk in Yaskel, but before Yaskel, how did you learn it? So the Gemara goes back to the famous answer. Whenever you ask that question, you're going to answer the same answer. Had Amar of Chazda Davar Ze Mitorat Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu Medevrei Yehezkel Ben Buzi Lamadnu. There's certain things we didn't learn from the Torah of Moshe, but we learned it from the Torah of Yehezkel. Kol Ben Nechad Arel Erel Lev, that any Ben Nechad that's uncircumcised, the Arel Basar, and uncircumcised on the flesh, Lo Yavu El Mekdashi, cannot serve as a Kohen. So what does that come and tell me? That he came along to my Hadush, that a Kohen that's not circumcised cannot serve. Even though he was not circumcised because honest, because his brothers were not circumcised because they died Mahmat Milah. Now there's no Pasuk in the Torah that says that an Arel cannot serve as a Kohen. We only know that from the Pasuk in Yazkel. So the Gemara says, Ache by Yazkel Minalan. Before Yazkel came, how do we know that law? Ela Gemara Gemirila. We had a tradition. And Yazkel gave me a Pasuk. Gemara Gemirila. Which means we know that the big dick won't have to be made out of linen. How do we know that? Gemara Gamila. I would about Yehezkel. Give me a pasuk as a name is. Now the end of that pasuk says what? Lo yahgiru bayaza. What does that mean? They shouldn't pull the belt. Yahgiru. Don't put the belt. Avner bayaza. Which Gemara says on yaza is lashon ze'a. Do not put the belt in a place where the kohen sweats, because that's going to be a bizayon to the begadim. That you cannot put the belt in a place where there's excessive fat or under the arms where there's sweat, because that's going to be a bizayon for the begadim. When they put the belts on, they don't put it under their waist, I guess, because that's where there's fat over there. There's the fat of the stomach is laying over there. And therefore, if you're going to put the belt over there, it's going to cause the sweat. Velo lemalam atzilehem. And not by their underarms, like by their, I guess, by their shoulders over here, because that's the sweat also. Ela, where they put it? Keneged atzilei yedehem. They put it by their, by the middle of their stomach, by their elbows. In a place where there's no sweat. The Gemara tells a story. Amar Rav Asher, Amar Lihuna Bar Natan, Zimna Chada, one time, I came to Kemet, the Izdagar Malka. I was in front of the king of Paras, and the king of Paras, his name was Izdagar. And what happened is I was wearing a cummerbund. And what did he do? He lifted my cummerbund. My cummerbund was low. And he lifted the cummerbund to the middle of my body. So it says, V'tatya nihalev. Oh, he lowered it. He says, the reverse. He says, my cummerbund was high. The belt was high. So what did he do? He lowered it. He pulled it down. So he says, Amali, V'atem tunyuli mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. You are representing the Jewish people. You have to be goy kadosh. Ketiv bechun, it says that what? Lo yachgeru bayaza. He knew the pasuk in Yazkir that you can't wear the belt in a place that the sweat. So the king corrected the rabbi and he lowered his belt. Ki atak amed amemor. So when he came back to amemor and he told the story, amar li ikayem bach vayu melachim omenayich. You fulfilled the pasuk that the kings are going to serve you. Here, the king moved the belt for you. You're getting served by the king of Paras. Now, Baruch Hashem, that's a good siman over here. Here we have Malche Paras coming to fight against the Jewish people and make threats against the Jewish people. And here we have a Gemara in today's Dav that clearly says that the Melech of Paras is going to serve the Rab, is going to serve the Hakamim. And the Rabbi came along and said, Adraba, is the Gar Melech Paras was Mekayem Bo Vayu Melechim O Menayich, that the Melech of Paras is serving Klai Yisrael. So therefore, that's a good siman that Be'ezat Hashem will have, you know, Hatzlachah from all our enemies. Amen. Baruch Hamayi Olam. Amen.